Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today on Mr. Media, that's MRMedia.com, I'll talk to Carly Pope, who co-stars with Jimmy Smits on the new NBC legal drama, Outlaw. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com. Brought to you today by Audible.com. Please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MrMedia for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before an eager audience of young Canadian men who get excited just by hearing the titles of Carly Pope movies, recorded from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Follow the rules.
Doesn't always lead to justice. When that happens, you've got to change the rules.
I'm announcing my resignation from the court because I'm ready to change it.
You may have changed sides.
I was sitting right where you are, even like my hands are tied. You can do what's right.
But don't expect him to change his ways.
Why did you hire me?
Because you're pretty.
He broke like 10 laws just now.
All right, fine, you're not pretty.
Jimmy Smith, Outlaw, Friday this fall on NBC.
There is no doubting that Jimmy Smith is a big TV star, one with high Q ratings and some of that LLJS magic. You know, ladies love Jimmy Smith. But while he's also a man's man, it doesn't hurt to have a guy like that surrounded by some beautiful actresses, too, especially when his new NBC show, Outlaw, Fridays at 10, is going head-to-head with a new drama from another legendary TV icon, Tom Selleck. Well, enter Carly Pope, a very sexy young actress with a strong male following thanks to her appearances in Canadian films such as, and hold your ears, Tea Party members, Young People Fucking and Itty Bitty Titty Committee. And for the record, she's the second cast member I've interviewed from YPF, as it's known in the ads. She's done salacious American comedy, too, such as Californication with David Duchovny and Dirt with Courtney Cox. And, of course, she was a regular on Popular and appeared in the 24 TV movie and several episodes of Season 7. She'll soon be seen in a big-screen sequel to the movie SWAT with Robert Patrick. Carly Pope, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. How are you holding up?
I'm all right. I've been up since, I think, 5:30 this morning, just making my rounds over the radio waves. So I'm doing all right. But I've got to say that this is the first time that I've ever heard LLJS, which I'm now going to be using all over the world. Ladies love Jimmy Smith. That's amazing. And it's so true.
Is it really?
It's just absolutely. The legend exists.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is a mythological creature, that one. And it's so, people everywhere all the time are just truly enamored with him, and it's so well deserved. He's just unbelievable. He's a really expert human being, that one.
Well, he certainly projects a great confidence, and certainly as an actor, but also just as a human being. You think that's a guy I'd like to hang out with as a man, and I imagine women think that's a guy I'd like to hang out with too.
Yeah, truly. Maybe in a different way, but hang out nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, speaking of that, you have one of the more intriguing lists of credentials of anyone who has ever been on this show. I love to say the titles of your films, let alone, you know, read through. What I wondered is, to this point in your career, how have you chosen roles? Has it been a matter of you know, picking roles to survive or picking roles that, that were fun or, you know, how do some of these things wind up on your resume?
Sure. Intriguing was a nice euphemism to use, so thank you for that. For me, you know, I always try to approach a job or a role or an opportunity with wanting to be a part of it because of the content that's in it. And it's very, you know, of course, I'd be lying if I said I didn't often have to concede and take jobs that maybe normally wouldn't be that inspiring or create any forward momentum, but they were just there because girl needed to pay her gas bill or her, you know, her phone bill. So they're definitely, you know, peppered in amidst some of my resume credits. There's certainly those roles, but for the most part, I truly try to just read the story, see if it's intriguing, see if it's something that I feel I want to put out there and hope that it does get out there and take it from there.
And where does
you know,
where does
a big proponent too.
Where does Outlaw fit into that? I'm guessing it's probably at the far end of the spectrum.
Sure, yeah. Outlaw, I mean, really the brass that's involved with Outlaw was not to be ignored, and that first and foremost starts with Jimmy Smith, naturally. Mm. You know, him returning to television in a regular role as well as being exec producer in the project was it just gave me such a boost of confidence and excitement about being a part of a show that he was a part of. And then you have John Eisendrath and David Kissinger. You know, we've got a great group of people behind the scenes. Our writing staff is excellent. A lot of them are coming from law backgrounds themselves. And then, you know, the cast that they've assembled between David Ramsey and Jesse Bradford and Ellen Wagram and Melora Hardin. And we have, you know, guest stars coming in like Jay Moore and Ed Begley Jr. and RZA and you know, we have unbelievable talent that's kind of flocking to be a part of it, and that is you know, again, I think it's a huge testament to Jimmy himself, but it also just it builds confidence in the fact that, you know, this has potential. So.
And, Carly, before we have to let you go, and I know that's coming right upon us, what do you want people to know about your character, Lucinda Pearl, and where she's going?
I think the thing with Lucinda is in the pilot, you don't really see much about her. You don't really get to see much about her. You kind of, what you do get is her sort of in attack stance, using sarcasm and innuendo to kind of, I think, get people off guard, put people off guard, and for her to gain the upper hand. And I think as the episodes progress, you really start to see, if I'm doing my job correctly, you start to understand a little bit more of where she's coming from and why she is the way she is and why she might need that control in her life and why she does have that armor around her. And so I think that, you know, I think that if people take time, or if they have the desire to get to know Lucinda, I'm hoping that it's a character that actually does become a lot more three-dimensional, a lot more layered than maybe what you first see. And the other thing too is Lucinda drives a gremlin in the show.
That's good.
And AMC, it's amazing. AMC released a statement about the gremlin that their slogan was a pal to its friends and an ogre to its enemies, and I feel like that is the perfect statement about Lucinda, is that she's really loyal to the people she's going to be loyal to, such as the team, but if you get in her way, she'll stomp you. So.
Very good, very good. Well, folks, listen, you can see the lovely Carly Pope opposite Jimmy Smith, LLJS, in the new NBC legal drama Outlaw, every Friday night at 10 p.m. this fall. You can order DVDs of all of Carly's movies, even the lasciviously titled Canadian ones, Young People Fucking and Itty Bitty Titty Committee, on MrMedia.com. Can fans find you on Twitter or Facebook?
No, I'm pretty low-key and private about that stuff, so I try to stay away, but I think, you know, NBC does their job to keep people apprised on their website with info.
Probably a smart move on your part. Carly, listen, good luck with the show. Thank you for having a sense of humor, and thanks for being on Mr. Media.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. And, folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.